ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome to the program Bridge. We are still trying to understand supplication number 8 of Al-Sahifa Sajjadiyya for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin. And in that dua, we reached verse number 9, where the Imam says, وَسُوءُ الْوِلَايَةِ لِمَنْ تَحْتِ أَيْدِينَا, guarding badly over those who are in our care. Islam is the religion of peace, the religion of love, religion of mercy, religion of compassion, religion of taking care of one another. This is the religion of Islam. Therefore, Islam came and emphasized on the fact that we need to take care of everything, and specifically those who we care about. So Islam wants us to be merciful, kind, loving towards everything, not just the human beings, but even animals, even trees, even nature, even the planet that we live in. We need to have mercy and compassion towards it as well. Now, that's like a known fact that everyone needs to take care of things. But when it comes to those who are under our guardian, those who we care for, those who are under our care and we are their caretakers, sometimes we mistreat them. Sometimes we become bad to our spouses, for example. We become bad to our kids. We become bad to our employees. We become bad to our students. We become bad to our relatives, to our friends. And the list goes on of those who are close to us. So the Imam says, Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from being or having bad akhlaq to deal with these people. Let us take a short break and then we will come back and continue.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program, A Bridge. When it comes to taking care of something, without naming what it is, it's a human desire. It's a human given gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that naturally you feel inclined towards taking care of things. You take care of yourself. You don't starve yourself. You don't put yourself in harm's way. Why? Because you care about yourself. You care about your mom and dad. You care about your siblings. You care about... And this kind of care is a God-given fitrah, innate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that automatically we have this ghariza, as we call it in Arabic, this desire to take care of things. And this is something that all human beings do. And as we grow older and older, Sometimes we either increase this desire to care for others or decrease it depending on our mentality, depending on our situation, depending on our mood, depending on a number of things. So sometimes you see people who are merciless. You see people who are vicious, people who are hungry to harm others, even the ones who are under their care. Sometimes you might read a story or see a thing that happens in front of you where, for example, a mother abandons her child. We have mothers who throw their child even in, you know, orphanages and sometimes even in dumpsters. And you can say to yourself, where is the mercy? Where is the humanity? So it depends on the factors that made the parent do that. Me and you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at a stage of our life, will put us in a situation where we will be the caretakers. So when I'm young, my father's taking care of me, my mother is taking care of me, or someone is taking care of me. As I get old, there will come a time where I have to take care of somebody. How will I treat them? And you'll find out that the majority of people, at least in our modern day, they mistreat those who are under them. And that can definitely take a person to hell depending on who he is mistreating. Now, before we continue, let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, taking care of people. The Imam says, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from treating those whom I guard badly. Oh Allah, please don't put me in this case. وَسُوءُ الْوِلَايَةِ لِمَنْ تَحْتِ أَيْدِينَا تَحْتِ أَيْدِينَا Those who are our under hands, meaning under our care. Let's look at the list. First and foremost, as sons, we have our parents. Now, I can be good to my parents. I can be bad to my parents. Parents are an absolute red line to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, worship me, be nice to your parents. Abdullah, your parents. Abdullah, your parents. That's it. Second to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, even if they fight you to commit shirk in me, don't commit shirk. But be nice to them. Don't raise your voice at them. Don't even say to them, oof, which is not a word. It's just an expression of frustration. So when it comes to our parents, how am I and you dealing with them? Are we kind to them? Are we nice to them? Do we argue with them? Do we fight with them? Do I try to voice my opinion over them? Do I try to harm them in any way, shape, or form? Because sometimes we do that under the pretext that it is my right, that they are doing this to me, that I have the right to do this. This is not fair. And sometimes parents are not fair. We say it clearly and loud. Sometimes me as a parent, I could oppress my children. I could harm my children. I could take their rights. That's because I'm a human being at the end of the day. So not necessarily the parents are always 100% right. But as a son or as a daughter, my relationship towards my parents, it has to be according to Allah. If my father or my mother take everything from me, take all my rights away, that does not give me the slightest chance or the, you know, ability to abuse them or raise my voice at them or talk badly at them. I don't. So when it comes to liman tahti aydina, our parents, they are under our, sometimes as they get, especially when they get old, we become their caretakers. How do we treat them? Do we make them happy or do we make them angry? Do we do things that they say, okay, you know what, I can't do much about? So you have to understand that if treating them badly will, you know, put you in that position, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared hell for those who are bad to their parents. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد